Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1657, air date February 20th, 2026.
A situation where anything is at your disposal, anything. You could say, I want to eat a lion. Boom, a lion shows up. I want to whatever you want to do, it happens instantaneously. Okay. I want to eat as many oysters as I want. I want to go bang whatever you want to bang. Okay. It just happens. And there are people who can do that, and they have never had to work a day in their lives. It's hard for ordinary people to imagine that life. But if you have that kind of existence, work doesn't mean anything. You've never reflected on what life means at a deep, deep, deep level. So you have a serious black hole, and the only way to fill that is to going from one spectacle to another, as degenerate as it can get. So you can look at Caligula, or you can look at many, many ancient cultures even, where the elites would do crazy ass stuff. So this is not something that's out of the ordinary. What's happening by the release of these files and the focus on that spectacle is the real degeneration that takes place, that those in power do day to day, is going to be sort of subsumed into the background, okay? And the day-to-day degeneration is the exploitation of human beings, the subjugation of labor, the manipulation of people, and so on, right? That stuff goes on every fucking day to everyone, okay? Not to a few set of people over here on an island. And those kinds of events have been going on. The elites have been doing that for centuries. It's just, you know, once in a while it comes out, okay? And the masses have to just accept this behavior. Go look at some of these cultures where they sacrifice people just because they wanted to, right? If you see that movie, I think Apocalypto, right? Pretty crazy stuff. So the crazy stuff that the degenerate elites, the swarm does, can be magnified and highlighted to entertain us. But we as a movement need to educate people that that's still theater. It's almost like you're, if you watch Gladiator, the movie, when cultures become more and more degenerate, they don't do art anymore, they do spectacle, right? So you have tigers eating people in a Colosseum, and it just gets, I mean, you can keep going on, it can get pretty degenerate. But the real degeneracy is you go to Palestine and you wipe out hundreds of thousands of people. You go to other countries, you take over their resources, subjugate labor, you see? These things are occurring day to day to day to day. And the Epstein files and those theatrics, if they're just seen as exposition of that spectacle and not put into this context of the day-to-day degeneracy that happens, you can get easily lost, easily demoralized, like I've talked about, learned helplessness, and you just say, I can't do anything. But the bigger picture is the reality of how the swarm operates in a very deliberate way, in a very deliberate way, very conscious way, not just doing wacky shit like trafficking people, you know, whatever that spectacle that they do, whatever degeneracy that they have. But the real degeneracy is a conscious day-to-day manipulation of people, right? And it's done with precision. Now, in Truth Freedom Health, for those of you who are new, and we encourage people to go to truthfreedomhealth.com because we teach people how to understand a system. And those in power, the real degeneracy, they take very powerful science, system science, and they use it to manipulate people with precision. And that's the real degeneracy. So we talked about a couple of weeks on this whole issue of immigration, the anti-immigration theater, which I call deportation theater. Now, those of you who we teach system science to, we teach people the nine elements of systems. Every system, intelligence system, has a goal. You want to go somewhere. To achieve that goal, you got to see where you are and you need sensors. Okay? And then you need to understand decisions that you need to make to manipulate that system to get where you want to go. Those are called inputs. Those inputs result in the movement of information, matter, and energy, the conversion, and the structuring of it, which gets you an output. Okay? And if the output matches the input, you've achieved your goal. And all of this is occurring in the midst of a disturbance. Now, what's important to understand is the elites know this. And they use this very powerful science, not for good for advancing society, but to maximize their power, profit, control. So I wrote a piece on
looks like we lost Dr. Shiva. Hold up one sec. All right, just bear with us for a moment. We just need to figure things out. Hold up. All right, he's joining back. If anyone is, again, just message me or any of the co-hosts if you need to want to volunteer. Maybe you came in late, weren't able to get to the onboarding breakout room. Just message me or any of the co-hosts. Also, if you have not been connected to a leader, also let us know. We'll connect you to a leader in your region so they can get you set up with the next action steps in terms of volunteer, if it's volunteering or if it's, you know, going through the courses and stuff like that. So please let us know. As we wait for Dr. Shiva, I think he accidentally get kicked out for some reason. Should be joining any moment.
Hello. Nicholas, you're gonna do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm about to kick the other one out.
All right. Got it. You got it, Nick?
Yeah, you should be good now.
Okay, good. Sorry about that, everyone. We had a slight hiccup. But anyway, so the key thing is those in power like to manipulate people with theater. And by the way, part of this theater was Tucker Carlson claimed he was detained by the Israelis. Total bullshit. It was a lie. I don't know if you saw this. Okay? He tries to tee himself as a fighter against the establishment. Total CIA Mossad. So Prince Andrew getting arrested. Spectacle. The entire Epstein file stuff is spectacle. Trump's name, by the way, is 10,000 times in there. And none of his degeneracies even talked about, or even the allegations are not even being pursued. So the reality is, before we got cut off, I said, there's this degeneracy that the elites have been doing for centuries. And to think that focusing on their degeneracy, because we know they're degenerate, and going through that laundry is somehow going to liberate us, it's actually going to destroy our own advancement. But the real degeneracy is how the elites manipulate us using the science of systems. So A, you got to learn the science of systems. So what I was saying was they have very particular goals and they have very smart people manipulating people to achieve their goals. So we did this scientific paper called Deportation Theater, really talking about how the immigration works. And the reason I love this topic, and in some ways it's a blessing in disguise, with this ICE events that are taking place, because it gives us an opportunity to understand the real degeneracy, how they use scientific and engineering concepts to manipulate people. So the scientific papers out there, problem is a lot of people don't read anymore. So what I've done is I created a version of the deportation theater, and I'll give you sort of, it's gonna be up on Amazon. We're gonna try to get it out to as many people as possible. We may just give it away for free so people can read it, as many people, maybe just charge for shipping and handling, okay? So let me go here, and I just want to show you. So if you look at the cover of the book, it says, the greatest threat to those in power is not immigration, it is multiracial class unity. And I wanted to really educate, and we wanted to use the United States as a case study to show how the white elites manipulate white people. Same thing occurs in India, by the way. The brown elites manipulate the brown people. In Africa, the black elites manipulate the black people and so on. But this is a great case study because it's how white elites manipulate poor whites through the anti-immigration theater. And it's been a conspiracy to divide workers and suppress wages and expand state power. That's a real degeneracy. And I just want to read to you the preface of the book where I lay out what's coming. And it says basically across history, whenever working people begin to unite, elites introduce division. In 1676, during Bacon's rebellion in colonial Virginia, poor European white settlers, a lot of people don't know this history, enslaved Black So the poor white settlers and the enslaved Black Africans briefly united against the landholding elites. That unity terrified the ruling class. The response was swift. Racial hierarchy was codified into law. You see, racism doesn't just exist. It is engineered and created. So this is, again, in 1676, during the founding of the Americas, the elites at the time realized, holy shit, the Black slaves and the poor white settlers are uniting. So they created racism. They unleashed it. So they gave privileges to the poor whites, made them feel better, and the Black labor was racialized. And overnight, solidarity between these two groups disappeared. Elite power stabilized. The lesson was learned and absorbed into governing strategy. And that's the true conspiracy against all working people. When workers unite across lines of race, religion, or ethnicity, concentrated power is threatened. So division becomes policy. The pattern is not uniquely American. In the United States, racial hierarchy hardened after Bacon's rebellion and repeatedly reappeared wherever cross-racial unity threatened concentrated wealth. In India, brown elites inflame Hindu-Muslim conflict. This happens in India all day long to prevent economic solidarity among the poor. In parts of Africa, Black political elites manipulate tribal divisions to preserve resource control and suppress unified labor movements. In Europe, migrants are framed as demographic threats while financial consolidation continues uninterrupted. In China, internal regional and class tensions are redirected into controlled nationalist narratives. The color changes, the structure does not. It is always elite on poor. It is always power on labor. It is always hierarchy protecting itself. Across the world, a pattern repeats. Economic pressure builds. Working people begin questioning power. A cultural or racial wedge is introduced. Enforcement authority expands. Solidarity fractures. Concentrated wealth stabilizes. This book examines a modern American expression of that 400-year pattern. So I want to basically say the book is an amazing way, wherever you are, to understand this as a case study. In the United States today, that wedge is illegal immigration. The emotional target is poor and working class whites. The mechanism is deportation theater. The beneficiaries are concentrated white elites. What appears to be a border debate is in reality a systems level control strategy. This is not about immigration. It is about power. So I think it's going to be a really, really good book for you guys to educate others as an example of how this phenomenon takes place. And what's really important, the big takeaway is that, again, getting back to the real degeneration, they do all this crazy shit here, but this degeneration is very organized. So right now, you know, if you look at the stocks that are exploding, are defense stocks, Raytheon, Northrop, right? So the elites, by the way, in the United States, there's 901 billionaires. Half of them are in three states, California, Texas, and Florida. All friends with Epstein, I'm sure, right? All probably in the Epstein files, doing that degenerate stuff. But again, the real degeneracy is those, you know, 400 people in the United States, just in those three states, profit from poor illegal immigrant labor explosively, $7 trillion worth of wealth. And what you'll find is their goal is to maximize power, profit, control. And what they're doing is whenever people start questioning their power, they immediately make immigration the issue. And they'll start deporting people out, but no more than 4%. Again, this is the degeneracy, total manipulation. So a disturbance is occurring, which is people are starting to organize or starting to figure out the real enemy. They say, oh, it's the immigrants. Let's do deportation. Obama did it. And then you saw Trump do it now, very theatrically. But no more than 4% only get deported. Always. It's like the what we talk about, the thermostat. You go up a little bit, it hits your temperature, you bring it back down. Just enough. And that just enough is done to put fear into the incoming pool of displaced people from other countries, because they're leaving those other countries because these same swarm creatures started wars there, took over resources. So you have displaced labor coming in, and you scare people just enough so these people accept any wages. And that manipulation serves to lower the wages of the white working class in the United States. And the white working class is made to feel better, so they never unite with this immigrant working class. So I just want to let you know the degeneracy of those in power is highly, highly, highly organized. So let's not, I'm not saying we should put, you know, say, oh, what Epstein and all these people did was obviously horrible. But in the grand scheme of things, the day-to-day degeneracy they do in manipulating people is the real degeneracy that grinds away at people. So they throw spectacle like this. In many ways, it's very clever. It's to make the masses feel, oh, wow, we're getting news. We're getting insights to how degenerate they are. But that's just feeding us some spectacle, like entertainment. When the big degeneracy, like I'm explaining with this deportation theater, is always hidden. So our movement is always exposing and teaching people how to mobilize against this. Now, concomitant to this are people who will expose stuff even here, but they have no movement. In fact, another form of evil, degeneracy, is to actively take people away from the movement for truth, freedom, health in a very deliberate way. And I'll talk more about this. A guy called Mike Adams literally stole all of my material, Shatter the Swarm, Truth, Freedom, Health, puts it into a book, puts it up on a site, a small footnote, oh, I did some interview to protect his ass, but it's our stolen material to drive people to his stuff to sell crap. You see? So that's another level of degeneracy where you know people want hunger for truth and hunger for changing things. You plagiarize other people's materials and give them eye candy, and you actively divert them away from change. And, you know, Mike supported my campaign, but then he'll say wishy-washy things, pro and against Kennedy, Trump. He's all over the fucking map. Now, that's a real degeneracy because people come to people like these people looking for answers, and they mislead them. Very, very bad people. And as I was saying earlier when we started, the devil is easy to see, the obvious devil who does obviously degenerate stuff. But if you read the Bible, the devil is always, if you really read, he's not like some degenerate character. He's actually really nice. He's beautiful. He's handsome. He says all the great things, speaks beautifully. But just one fucking thing he does that's fucked up. He says he wants to overthrow God. And people say, well, does he really want to do that? Like people get all confused. Yeah, that's what he wants to do. Mike Adams just stole my shit. Thou shalt not steal, Mike. You ain't a fucking Christian, Mike. It's degenerate behavior. And I'm going to have to punish you for that. And punishment to those people who are degenerate in this much more profound way is the only thing we can do. You can't really be a nice person because the good people like us are always giving these people the benefit of the doubt. And therein lies our own problems. You can't give people who do obvious shit that is so egregiously wrong not one moment. It's like being a good parent, okay? You got to correct the shit right away. Or you're going to create degenerate people. So understand this, that our movement has become so powerful and potent that people have to steal our material because they know that we are going at the essence of what it means to be human, truth, freedom, health. By the way, Mike puts that in, steals all my system stuff. It's as bad as it gets. But Trump did that too, stole all of our election integrity stuff, right? Everyone steals our material because our material comes from real blood and sweat of my work. It's real. And they can't stand reality. So they have to take the reality and degenerate it and divert people. We're not going to let that happen. So I wanted to do this talk today because understand those in power have been highly degenerate, highly fucked up human beings. That's over here. But if you focus on that crazy stuff that they're doing, the real stuff is going to pass by. And that real stuff is what we need to expose and fight and mobilize against in very practical ways. And every day that you do that, little by little by little, a crystal structure forms. And at a certain point, it congeals into something that is what we call a phase transition. And that's a revolution. It's not going to happen overnight, but every point that you do moves the same forward. So we just got, many of you know, this endorsement from the Anti-Zionist PAC. And we're very, very well respected among these people because we're offering leadership to them. And so we did right before this meeting. I just spent some time with them. So we have a huge opportunity here. So those of you who truly want to change the world, you've come to the right place. But number one, our movement gives you theory, which is learning system science, actually teaching you it. Second, we give you community, a global network of warrior scholars. And third, we compel you to action, actual things you can do to mobilize, to unite ourselves to shatter the swarm. We give you theory, education, we give you a community of people, and we give you action. Theory, communication, action. To think, fight, and heal. No one else is doing that. No one. So why would Mike Adams do that? Why would he steal our material? Was it accidental? No. Because he doesn't want to build a movement. He wants to sell some shit. Right? It's very, very fucked up. Why would Trump steal all of my material, make a half a billion, and never do anything really against election integrity or for election integrity? Why would Booby fucking Kennedy steal all of our material, get into power, and then be under a president who just said glyphosate is good for us? You see, these are the real devils. And it is extremely important for people to see the not so obvious establishment. They are the true enemies of people. That's the real degeneracy. And until enough people understand that we must expose, punish those people, their oppression will continue. Those are the people that need to really be exposed. And you can't give one inch to them, not one fucking compromise. Because they're manipulating people. They're diverting people away from our movement, which is dedicated to liberating the world. So those of you listening, bring people to our orientation. I'm running for United States Senate, but I'm not running. You see, that's sort of the front statement, but the real issue is all of us have an opportunity to run for United States Senate in Massachusetts, which means each one of you needs to learn how to articulate this, how to mobilize people, how to deliver this theory, and to build community. And we have created the infrastructure for everyone to do that. So everyone listening, jump in. Go to Shiva for Senate. Go to Truth Freedom Health. Get involved. You can help make phone calls. You can help send text messages. You can hand out flyers. Doing that work, action, compelled by theory, with a community, is how the world will change. No one else on this planet has put together those three things in an infrastructure as never before. So it's really a gift that we've created, and it really comes to your state of consciousness, and do you want to jump in and do that? And if you do, every person that gets that, we're going to see this change take place at a deep level. And at one point, a phase transition is going to take place. And sometimes it's history meeting, you know, the work that's taken place. So that's where we're at. I think Trump, by the way, you know, has given an ultimatum to Iran by the end of this month. There's two aircraft carriers now in the Middle East. The demands that were made on Iran are crazy demands. No one would agree to them. Telling Iran who they can have allies with, telling Iran how far their missiles can fly, telling Iran they have to do this and this. There's no fucking way they're going to do that. And all of this is being done in a very deliberate way to ensure that a very small set of people make a shitload of money off defense contracts. You just go steal people's resources and you obliterate people and you ensure the supremacy of a few set of people's power, profit, control. That's what's happening right in front of us. In the midst of all this degeneration, but the real degeneration is a step by step by step way that people are manipulated to give up their power and not to build a movement. So in some ways, someone stealing our material, diverting people away from our movement is as bad as the obvious establishment. You follow what I'm saying? Because we exist, we're here. And we do this every week to those of you listening. And we give people opportunities to participate. So those of you who are new, roll up your sleeves. Take, you know, I was hearing Nicholas offer someone the opportunity to hand out flyers, make calls. Do it. If each one of you even does it during a week, a couple of hours, do it as a part. You work out, you eat good food, you take care of your family, put a couple of hours in to build a movement for truth from health. That's all. Just make it a part of your life. It's not something dramatic we want you to do. We want you to just integrate building this movement into your life to be a good citizen. And that's what we're asking for all of you, to do that. But again, in closing, understand that the spectacle of degeneracy is over here, and the real degeneracy is occurring every moment, every day, to 8 billion people. And that's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to mobilize against. This other shit, nothing's going to happen to Andrew. Nothing's going to happen to any of these people. Leon Black, you know, they'll get a slap on the wrist. They'll give some money here. They'll leave their positions in academia, but nothing ever happens to them. They never lose their wealth. They never lose their vacation homes. Nothing happens. So we have to enlighten people to that. Like, nothing's going to fucking happen to these people in that spectacle. So we can take some Q&A. But anyway, the Deportation Theater book I've written in easy to understand ways you can give to a child, a teenager, anyone, for people to really understand this dynamic of how racism is used in all of these places, like brown elites manipulating brown poor in India, black elites manipulating black people in Africa, or white elites manipulating white people in the United States. And by the way, to Tucker Carlson was out there saying, yeah, this immigration stuff is horrible. We don't have a homeland for white people. He knows everything I'm saying. He knows there is no immigration issue. He knows if they deported all 14 million immigrants out of the United States, the illegal immigrants, the entire US economy collapses. Why is he saying that shit? It's manipulation. He's the white elite manipulating poor white people to hate other people so they don't unite. Do you understand that? That's the real degeneracy. White elites manipulating white people in the United States. Brown elites in India manipulating brown people. This is what's going on. And it is preeminent that our movement educates people. The real threat is not immigration, it's cross-racial unity. That's the real key. And you do that, you can create heaven on earth. But they don't want that. They just want heaven on earth for a few people. So let's take some questions.
If everyone please put your questions in the chat. Do not raise your hand. We'll only be taking questions if they're sent in the chat. Keep questions to the topic that was discussed. You can message your questions to any of the co-hosts or Dr. Shiva.
as people are coming up with some questions, I just wanted to just, this is one other section of the book, which I think when it comes out, you guys will like. It's called The Pipeline. I say the pipeline does not begin at the border. It begins upstream, where large capital networks invest heavily in defense contractors, energy extraction corporations, global finance institutions, and private equity funds tied to infrastructure and reconstruction. War is not merely foreign policy, it is capital deployment. Military contracts expand during conflicts, reconstruction contracts expand after conflict, right? You got to rebuild a place. Energy extraction expands after regime destabilization. Debt restructuring expands after economic collapse. These people are looking at Iran from this lens, or any place they want to invade, Venezuela, et cetera. These processes generate extraordinary return for the swarm's concentrated capital, but they also generate instability, coups, sanctions, proxy wars, currency collapse, trade restructuring, resource extraction shock. The predictable result is displacement. Political collapse produces migration pressure. Economic collapse produces migration pressure. Sanctions produce migration pressure, all by design. Migration flows northward. Migrations do not arrive as shareholders. They arrive as labor, and crucially, a labor fully without full political leverage. That is the first transformation of the pipeline. Conflict becomes displacement. Displacement becomes migration. Migration becomes deportable labor. And deportable labor enters sectors structurally dependent on cost suppression. Agriculture, construction, energy subcontracting, logistics, hospitality, food processing. Because a labor is deportable, it is disciplinable. Let me repeat that again. Because a labor is deportable, which means if you're under fear that you're going to get deported, you're going to be disciplinable. Workers without secure status are less likely to unionize, less likely to report wage theft, less likely to demand higher wages, less likely to challenge unsafe conditions. So it's a pipeline, guys. It's highly, highly organized. Let's take some questions here. So we got a couple here. Someone on Facebook wrote, just for clarity, does death jab Don's executive order create legal immunity or glyphosate for glyphosate manufacturers? It's an interesting question. You see these large companies like Monsanto or companies who produce and cause harm to other people. Typically, look, the court systems, Congress we've seen now is completely useless, will always be protected because they have a lot. So one is they actually get immunity. The other is they get immunity de facto by the fact that they have much deeper pockets to fight lawsuits and delay, those lawsuits for over long, long periods of time. So I don't know if they get qualified immunity, but they get immunity through other ways. Let's go to Mark Douglas. Mark says, Judas Iscariot, ma-ha-ha, glyphosate, this will fracture ma-ha. Dr. Shiva, you need to get all these people now. Yeah. So look, the ma-ha movement was created in direct response to what our movement did in 2020. We exposed the truth about the immune system. We mobilized people, and they saw that we weren't in any one camp. Booby fucking Kennedy was promoting lockdowns. So they needed to make sure these people who were being attracted to us, our independent movement, could get suckered somewhere else. That's where MAHA came from. Those people always wanted to follow us, and we helped those people. Now, one of the things is we have done some very detailed work with Cytosolve, showing what glyphosate actually does. You may know I wrote 6 papers back in 2013, 14 on glyphosate and genetically engineered foods. They're out there. So it's time to bring those up and talk about what our movement did. And we're going to be doing that. We're the ones who created the clean food label, which is for good, clean food. So we actually have solutions. So it's a perfect time, as you say, Mark, to talk about this, which we will. But again, look at this. Wherever the swarm goes, have you noticed we always have fucking solutions for everything? Whatever they do, election integrity, we have solutions. The glyphosate issue, not only do we have solutions, but we have our own research institution, Cytosolve and the Open Science Institute. So over the next week or sooner, you're going to see us bringing back our work, talking about these solutions. I think the key thing, Mark, join the movement, get involved if you aren't, but understand that we have a solution called Clean Food, which is about non-GMO foods, organic foods, properly made end-to-end, high bioavailability, et cetera. Our seal is the highest standard of food seal on the planet, clean. Let's go over to Jacob from Georgia. You mentioned there is precision manipulation happening day to day. That had me thinking about the markets. A common saying is that, quote unquote, retail doesn't move markets, meaning that the little guy has no impact generally. Do you see this as an admission that the swarm is manipulating markets daily via media, asset managers, and other control entities? Great question, Jacob. So if you look during COVID, what happened? You see, everything, if you understand system science, and the elites know this, because they understand system science, they actually create the disturbances, solve the disturbances, and make money through every iteration. So COVID was a disturbance that they created. And they reason, if you look at my old videos, they created that because small businesses and small companies were actually growing at 6%. And they couldn't have that because the interest rates were kept artificially low. So if businesses grow at a normal level, interest rates should be up. 1-3% was too fucking low. It's artificial. So Jared Kushner and his scumbags could take low interest loans and leverage them and do construction. But interest rates should be around 5-6%. So they did COVID for many reasons, but one of the reasons was to put a brake on the economy so it wouldn't grow in its natural model. And that helped the elites. So when they do these manipulations, so they're watching the system, just like, wow, people are getting really, really upset with us. People are starting to unite, black, white, and brown. Oops, we need to create some racism. That's the input they put into that system. Wait a minute. People are actually growing independently. We can't have that. We need to control this economy. So what they do is they'll create a disturbance, and that disturbance will drive, let's say, the markets down. People freak out. The poor people who don't know what's going on, who are invested, they say, oh my God, the market's tanking, I gotta sell. But they're the ones who initiated this. So they've already, you know, sold when it was high. The people who are not on the inside sell stuff when it's low. The vultures come in and buy it low, and then they go on the next cycle. So even these stock cycles are highly, highly manipulated. And so if you watch Bitcoin going up and down, well, those in power, those who have lots of Bitcoin, can go out on the market and say, today we're going to, you know, I have Bitcoin, who wants to buy it? And they're just doing that to drive the market up, and then they flip it, you see? Or the inverse. So they're manipulating markets constantly. And then FOMO is fear of missing out, right? So the poor people who don't know the manipulation are always coming in later, right? Oh my God, I got to buy Bitcoin when the price is really high, and then they tank it. So yeah, so it's highly, highly manipulated. So in the, you know, a long time ago, at some point, there were real markets. There was a three-dimensional space of, you could look at how a market actually worked, and you could look at fundamentals. There's no more fundamentals anymore. If you want to make money on the stock market, you actually have to understand the theater that's being played, not the fundamentals anymore. And if you understand what theater they're playing, that's how people are making money now. It's the fourth dimension. It's not the three dimensions of reality. It's the fourth dimensions of theater. If you remember in New York, I've mentioned this before, when people thought like Black Lives Matter movement and there were these riots, a lot of very hardworking people who'd spent 30 years buying a beautiful place in New York said, oh my God, New York is horrible. They sold their places thinking New York was going to be devastated. The vultures came in and bought that, and the prices went back up. So you got to be very careful. That's what Mamdani is in New York for. He's part of the swarm. He's going to be used to drive drive down prices. People are going to be scared. They're going to sell their places. Others are going to buy these very valuable real estate assets at a song, and then they're going to make money. Okay? So they manipulate with fear. So hardworking people who don't know the theatrics freak out. They sell at the wrong time and they buy at the wrong time. But the swarm knows exactly what they're doing. Yeah, so the answer is a big yes. Totally, totally manipulated markets. Totally. Like right now, I don't know if you know, there's something called volatility. Everyone know what that is? Volatility is when things can go up or way down. Volatility occurs when there's uncertainty, okay? So if you're one of the swarm creatures, you can actually create volatility. You can create uncertainty. And you know what? There's a stocks on the market, and this is not my stock advice. I'm just giving you some ideas of how they work. There's actually a stock for volatility, okay? You can actually invest in volatility. I don't know if you guys knew that. You can invest in volatility. So what the elites do is to hedge their financial advances, they will invest in a volatility stock. So a lot of those people are buying volatility stocks right now because they know for the next month or so, you know, with this uncertainty about Iran, there's going to be volatility. They'll make money on volatility. And then if a war occurs and everyone knows, okay, now we have a war, if we don't have a war, it goes back down. So at every aspect of this control system, the inputs, they're making money on every input that they do because they're the ones doing the input. Does that make sense? They're the controllers who are injecting the input into the system. So they know which way the trajectory of that system is going to go. So they invest before and then they do the input. Total insider trading. Catherine Sweet says, it is great to hear that Cynthia McKinney is supporting your message. Many sincere and intelligent people support her. Any possibility for you and Cynthia to come together on a video podcast that can expand the reach of your message? Yes. Yeah, so we've done two. When I ran for president, she endorsed me twice. And we've done that. But again, Cynthia too should come take the course. Okay. Because all of these people out there, Catherine, you should tell them to come take the course because some of these people are nice people, but they've sort of gone down rabbit holes themselves. If they don't have theory, they're going to go down rabbit holes. And they will continue to thinking, well, let me do this alliance over here. It could help me. But anyway, yeah. But Cynthia is on the same anti-Zionist path we are. I like her. And so she said, can come together to video podcast. I can expand your message, Shatter the Swarm, or promote the new book. Yeah. So we can do that. It's a good idea. We'll do that. Nicholas Lupa has one. Alte Dogru says, given the organized shadow banning against you and other truth speakers, do you see any alternative technology-based communication methods besides phone calls, internet, social media, and face-to-face interaction that will help your message meet more people? Yeah. So Alte, is he here? Is Alte, are you in our movement? Is he in our movement, Nicholas?
I'm not too familiar with him.
But... So Alte, you should actually come and roll up your sleeves and help us because we're doing a lot of these things. You can help. And you know, all these things, phone calls, internet, social media, no one thing is going to do it. It's a mixed bag of things. It's a combination therapeutic that does it. But I encourage you guys to roll up your sleeves and we're in the middle of a fucking campaign. This is not theory, okay? We have 8 months, 9 months, and this campaign for Senate will be over. So I would suggest, Alte, get involved. Nicholas, you can reach out to him and probably do an offline meeting with him.
Yeah, we'll do it as soon as possible. Yeah.
Mark Dudla said, so food is always suppressed in price to keep masses content. Then there is no fix for human health. This started with Earl Butz and Nixon. Well, it's an interesting question. Is food always So food is always suppressed of price. Now, I think what you're saying is that the shitty food is what people get. I'm not sure if that's what you're saying. But here's the reality, Mark, and listen very carefully. If you look at the time a apple is picked, and the from the time it ends up at your table, or it's made into applesauce, or it's made into an apple pie, that end-to-end logistics process, that doesn't happen mysteriously by unknown entities. It is happening by human labor. It is 50% of the illegal immigrant labor is the one that's picking those apples. And it's a whole series of people, truck drivers, working people, food processing people, who are getting it to your table. Now, if you took away all the stupid incentives to profit at everyone else's demise, you will realize that we actually don't know what the cost of bringing that apple is. But if working people along that entire chain united, this is why it's the solution is right in front of us, is working people uniting cross-racially, letting go of these chains of manipulation, then we could probably have very, very good food at very low cost. Now, in that model, if you start looking at robots and AI, and if it's done for the interests of people, we could probably have great food at very low cost, helping masses of people. But those in power do not want to deploy AI and robots to advance the health of 8 billion people. They see the 8 billion people as an expense line item on their profit and loss statement. So their goal is to actually eliminate a lot of those people, because they're saying, shit, I just want the world for me and maybe about a million or whatever that number is. I don't want to get too detailed into that. But their interest is not the advancement of the masses of humanity. The only way out of that is for people to mobilize and organize. And so you have to choose a side. Do you want to choose a side of a handful of few or the masses of people? So Suresh has got something else coming on YouTube. Shiva, do you invest in the stock market? It's really interesting you ask that question. I have been working since I was 14 years old, have always made money, always keep working, never even looked at where my money was going. I just put it in a bank account. And it was only the last, I would say, 5 years, I started really looking at quote unquote investment. You know, because I was just creating stuff. And I've started to learn a lot. What I just shared with you. I've learned some fundamentals, which I've shared, right? So the reality is that if you just want to look at it, most of my investment, 99% of my investment is in me and my companies, because I know me and my companies. But to the extent I've made money, it's in the recent past, I've understand some basic principles of investment. One is you have to have some level of diversity, okay? Because all of these markets are highly, highly subject to manipulation. But, you know, this is very, very basic common sense advice, and you should talk to others on it. You know, as you spread out your risk, right? Basic thing anyone would do. So if you put stuff into stocks, you put stuff into bonds, you put stuff into metals, and you basically diversify. But the most important thing to understand in all of this is that these markets are highly, highly manipulated. And if you're going to go into that, you need to have people who do this full time, and they're watching it, and they understand where the hockey puck is going. It's not something you want to fuck around with, because it is a full-time job to do this properly. It's not easy. Suresh says, fuck across and rants about great replacement, importing third world immigration, yet his TCN co-founder Neil Patel is of Indian descent. Yep. So Fucker Carlson is CIA elite fucker. He's a fucker. Okay? He's just running a fucking show. It's entertainment for him. When you look at his face, I don't know if you read faces. The guy's so insincere, right? It's all very scripted. So ranting about great replacement and all that is essentially manipulating the white poor people. He's part of the white on white crime. He's a criminal. He's taking advantage of poor white people. He should be punished for that. Facebook Joy Allison says, there's a book on your shelf to the lower right of the screen that appears to be the same book that says Clyde on the spine of the book. That was in some of your videos from a few years ago. Can you please tell me the name and the title of the book and what is it about? I think you talked about it briefly on one of your prior videos. I looked for it under the title Clive. Let's see, where is Clive? Is it here? Where is it? Can anyone see it? Not sure. Oh, there it is. I think you're talking about here. Well, yeah, I think, where is it? Yeah. So this is a great book. It's a biography of Robert Clive. Okay. It's called The Life and the Death of British Emperor. So good book if you want to read it. If you want to understand how someone's desire for power and fame and fortune can make them somebody, and can make them somebody from nothing. He was a bookkeeper in the British East India Company. He was just a small little guy, you know, in this big behemoth thing called the East India Company. And he ends up becoming the Emperor of India. And it's a great book because the takeaway is one individual's, there's one, what he used his thing for was subjugating other people, but the lesson there is courage is a factor that history doesn't know how to mathematically model. You can't, courage is a very interesting value. So Robert Clive was pretty courageous. He, you follow his whole career. He starts, on behalf of the British East India Company, he starts fighting the French and the Dutch, and he rises to the rank of a pretty senior person in India and ends up becoming the emperor. And his whole life was just doing this crazy shit, but courageously. And, you know, for exploitative reasons. But anyway, it's a good book. But Asha Edmund Singapore says, can we invest in your companies, Dr. Shiva? So we have, what we've done is, because for me, I've always looking for the unifying rubric. So we have our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health. And as you know, Truth is a science piece doing real science. The freedom piece is politically participating, being an active citizen, fighting for our rights. And then the health stuff is the infrastructure of taking care of our physical health, mental health, all those. Well, those three aspects are manifested for me in the companies that I've created and the solutions. One of them is Cytosolve, which is a company which is way beyond AI. We can compute biology. And yes, if you guys want to invest in it, please send me an email if you're interested and we can talk about that. All my companies that I've created, I've always created bottoms up. I very rarely took venture capital money. It was always done through sales and building them, sort of the good old fashioned way. Systems Health, Noel Arellano's here. He is our solutions leader in that, is our company for health education. It's how you deploy educating people on health from a systems perspective. We'll have close to 54 graduates in that institute graduating this quarter. It's growing very nicely. And then our freedom movement is really the movement to educate people about how to fight. And that's Truth, Freedom, Health. But it's part of all the three together. So yes, Asha, you can. If you want, you can email me. Nicholas will send you an email. But we're at a point now, after 16 years, we've really, really grown Cytosolve to such a level, it's ready to scale explosively. And there's two ways we can do it. We can continue internally funding it, but then you have to be very careful where you take money from, because you can take money from the wrong people and they'll fuck you up. So I'd rather not do that and give opportunities for people in our movement. By the way, the investment here could mean also your own time to participate in helping us grow these solutions. And we've created an incentive model that too, because we would rather have people with the right values participate in the creations we've done versus people just wanting to participate just to make money. So we're very fortunate because we have great, great people who are helping with our solution deployment. Frank Marshall said, is there anything that Big Ag could start looking at to replace Roundup? Like, what does one of tonight's organic farmers, Mark Dudla, use? Yeah, so it's really interesting, Frank, that you bring this up, because I'll give you an example. In traditional farming, you know, one is a, so basically what is Roundup? For if people don't know, glyphosate, the name is called Roundup. Roundup is basically a pesticide that kills weeds, okay? Traditional systems of farming always had a way to suppress weeds. But more importantly, the yields are also what you're looking for from the plants you grow, which is a direct function of the soil health. But one of the ways you used to do, keep out, for example, insects, you know, this is separate than weeds, was you would use a plant called neem, N-E-E-M. So in many cultures, they would, when they were planting, they would also plant neem, because neem kept, it was a natural herbicide or pesticide. So there are many alternative ways that were included in natural farming. What has ended up happening was when we got into factory farming, massive farms, right? Where you can't even see how big the farm is to do massive processing of food, in mass scale. So in that model, you needed to start growing stuff in places where things should not be growing. So you destroy the topsoil. You basically create a dysfunctional microbiome in some sense in the soil. And so you come up with all these solutions to meet this very different world way of creating food. So that's where all of this originates from, Frank. But there are natural ways to do this. The question has been, in what volume can you do that? So, but then the other issue is the nutrient density of food, right? So anyway, Mark, do you have any, if Mark, you can post on here if you have any natural stuff that you're doing. That's what Frank wanted to know. So Facebook user Rajiv Burma says, how your being in the Senate help us who aren't from Massachusetts? Yeah, so Rajiv, good question. So first of all, understand this. I did a talk on this, Rajiv, you can look it up. Rajiv's bringing up a good point. Okay, so first and foremost, let's keep this very clear. You will not hear this from any other candidate. My running for United States Senate would be useless if we didn't have our movement, Rajiv, okay? If I were to just say, I wanna run for US Senate, I wanna be a senator. Why do you wanna be a senator? Oh, I wanna be a senator. It's like part of my career I wanna do. Well, that's not what we're doing here. We have our broad movement. Running for United States Senate gives us another vehicle. Someone talked about, oh, how are you gonna reach people? Well, running for Senate is a way to reach people. Reach people to the extent that you put forward policies and ideas, which is what we've done. And we've been very successful at that. And those policies and the ideas that you have reach a broader audience. So that's number one, Reggie. That's why we're running, okay? So you're asking how you're being in the United States help us. Well, it helps us, which is all of us, because my running in 2020 is why we exposed backdoor portal to Twitter, because they attacked us. My running is why we set a precedent that a naturalized citizen can in fact get on the ballot. That helps us. My running is the one that exposed the fact that of the whole election integrity, the deletion of ballot images. You see, they don't expect outsiders to ever run. But when we run and we're sincere, we're going to unravel stuff that they never thought. And that helps all of us, number one. So you have to understand, a U.S. senator is a little bit different than a congressperson. There's only 100 U.S. senators. And United States senators, per the Constitution, have immense power. And I spoke about this earlier, Rajiv. The senators in the U.S. Congress do not use their power because they're all playing with each other to scratch each other's back. All the bills are typically unanimous consent, which means none of them are challenging anything. So one lone U.S. senator like myself from Massachusetts can have national and international impact because I can call investigations. I don't have to be on committees. I can do stuff because of the role of a U.S. senator, because of the power embedded in there to do stuff and use that platform as never before. Think about what I've done in terms of exposing election integrity issues, the backdoor portal, without even getting into office. I've done already immense work without that office, but with that office and with our movement, it can be pretty explosive. So get involved and help us make calls, Rajiv. Good question, though. We got another one from Mark. Mark says, carbon robotics laser weeders is just more corporate capture impoverishing farmers yet. Chat disabled to all. I'm not sure what he's saying. All right. Anyway, I hope this was helpful. It's 10:34, but bottom line is we have our team has deployed some amazing infrastructure. So all you need is this, one of these phones, Android or iPhone. You have an app on there. Wherever you are, whatever part of the globe you are, you can help us make phone calls to get people mobilized. That's one. If you're in Massachusetts, we will be holding monthly and bi-monthly events here at our place here so you can meet other people. You don't have to be physically here. So the infrastructure we've set up that I just mentioned allows anyone here to help us from the comfort of your own living room or wherever you are, dining room, to help us start getting votes. So get involved. We have done this through all volunteer effort, you know, support from all of you. So it's a very powerful system that we've set up, and we want to thank people who've helped us with that. Anything else? So again, to those of you listening, this is our town hall we do every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And get involved. You know, take the course, participate. There's so many ways you can participate. We've created an institute, a school, whatever you want to call it, a community for people to participate. All right. Thank you, everyone. Anything else, Nicholas? Marianne?
I think we're all set over here.
Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you. Be well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.